Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, in this rainy AM in the Northwest, getting it as usual. And it's a lot going on in the world. Of course, the meat and potatoes of today, no serious subject, no serious topic. We kind of talking about everything because it's officially been 3 years since we've been on the air on Blog Talk Radio doing our thing. And I can't front, man. I'm kind of ecstatic, you know, Mike Tyson status. I'm a little ecstatic about it. I'm really happy. You know what I mean? So I'm just happy that we've been rocking, that folks been rocking with us and going strong, man. You know, so of course I had to set the music up so that you know, it's reflective of, you know, how I feel in the 3 years that we've been going strong, number one. Number two, again, there's a lot going on in the world out there. Movies, let me put you on. So I had a special viewing screening of the Doctor Strange movie, y'all. And I'm going to tell you this. Let me, everybody that's been listening to the show over the 3 years knows that there's certain things I'm into. Boxing, kung fu movies, superhero movies, comic books, anything doing with superheroes, and hip-hop. Like, these are my, and TV, overall, just TV. These are my things. These are the things that I am a genius at when it comes to conversation, talking, whatever the situation may be. I could sit down in any arena with anybody from Stan Lee to whoever was just Baby New Year, you know what I'm saying, and talk the talk. So when I saw this, I was never really a big Doctor Strange fan. So I was like, eh. But they had did a Marvel did an animated movie of Doctor Strange, and it was dope. You know what I mean? The animated joint really hit. So I was like, all right, dope. So the animated movie hit. And my thing was, you know, when they release these movies, these superhero movies, they tend to forget that there was a predecessor. They tend to forget that there was an animation or this is a comic book character. This is the problem that DC has. All right, let me give y'all a full breakdown. DC has an issue. The reason that DC movies don't translate well from comic book or animation to the movie is because they try to be so different. And DC has openly said, you know, we want to make our movies seem as if they were real. Like, what if this superhero really was, which is why Batman stuff all came from, you know, applied sciences. And, you know, wasn't that he made it himself, like how they originally, you know, kind of kicked the story. Everything came from applied sciences, and the Batmobile actually was this, you know, military vehicle. Yop, yop, yop. That's why they did that, because they was trying to make it as realistic as it could be. Like, if you were a dude with enough money, you could be this cat. But the problem is they've tried to adapt that in every other movie, Superman, Green Lantern, and even with Suicide Squad, and you cannot. When you are doing a superhero movie, you cannot try to say, let's make it as if it's the real world. You just can't. The fact that they are superheroes, people, says you cannot. There are no superheroes out there. You know, you either are a hero because you're a fireman, a cop, a soldier, or you just naturally save the day. I mean, you know, you can help people, whatever, but there's no superheroes. And the ones that are out there fronting like a cat in Seattle, what is his name? I can't think of his name now, but yes, people, in case you didn't know, Seattle has a superhero. Something Jones. Phoenix Jones, that's his name. Phoenix Jones, and he runs around Seattle in a little costume. And what's even crazier is he's got like a little Justice League. He done found a bunch of other nerds to get with him, and they run around, and like they have like a little they meet in like a library, everything, man. Like, yo, so, and he's got a villain. Let me make sure I put that out. And he's got a villain, some cat that goes on the media and is like, yo, Phoenix Jones is a problem to the city, and he's a vigilante, and blah blah blah. But I've read other places in other cities that other cats have popped up, but only in the Emerald City can a superhero run around successfully. It ain't happening in Chicago. It ain't happening in Philly. It ain't happening in New York. It ain't happening in L.A. It ain't happening in Detroit. It ain't happening in Houston. It ain't happening down in New Orleans. It ain't happening in Florida, Miami. You know, it just ain't happening. You know, somewhere like maybe that'll work. Maybe in Idaho, you could throw on a costume. And, of course, in Seattle, you could throw on a costume, and it could work. You know what I'm saying? But I digress. Back to the subject at hand. Doctor Strange, like I said, they have these animated movies that come out, and Marvel followed that animated movie to the T. This is why Marvel has been successful in their movie transitions. Now, I'm not saying they haven't made changes in things like DC has. They just have been successful because they realize, yo, we made an animated movie of this. For example, where they're not successful, Marvel really has not been successful in their X-Men franchise. Reason being, they don't follow any of the animation joints that they got out. Straight up. Except for Days of Future Past. That wasn't too bad. And number two with Nightcrawler wasn't too bad. Those are the only halfway decent X-Men movies. Let me keep it funky with y'all. The Wolverine joints is whack. You know what I mean? The first Wolverine, people wanted to love it because we loved Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. You know, I didn't mind Hugh Jackman. Let me say this. I didn't mind Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. But I did have an issue with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine because if you know anything about the character, Wolverine is like 5'3", 5'2". You know what I mean? So I really was expecting them to kind of dig a little deep and find a guy that was kind of little and playing a part. I would have loved to see that. You know what I mean? That's what I was hoping to see. But they didn't. But again, that's why those movies aren't done well, because they don't follow the animation. The reason Deadpool was so dope, because they went back, rebooted Deadpool, even though they tried to, you know, bring him in that one Wolverine movie, which was garbage. And then they actually followed the Deadpool comic book, the script. So that's why it is. In case y'all didn't know, Deadpool is the number one selling R-rated movie of all time. I'll say it again. Deadpool is the number one selling R-rated movie of all time. My co-host in the building, official, Miss Lala, 3 years in running. What's good, baby?
Congratulations, man. I've only been riding for 6 months, but it's been a fun ride. But congratulations on the 3 years. What up, everyone? It's a wet day in the Northwest.
Yes, yes, indeed it is. So, I mean, we're just talking about any and everything. Today is just an open day to run our mouths and talk about everything. I was just ranting about, so I had a special screening of Doctor Strange, the movie, and it was dope, man. It was dope. Like I said, they followed the animated movie to the T, which was perfect. The special effects was beautiful. Again, as a dude that's not a Doctor Strange fan, when this is the thing, I'm a superhero fan I am. I buy the movies whether they're whack or not, you dig? So I bought the Doctor Strange animated movie not anticipating it to be good, and it was good. So when they dropped this movie, I was like, they got to follow that, and they did. And that's why it's good, man. It was worth seeing. And I also
is this on Netflix or is this a DVD?
No. It comes out November 4th. It comes out November 4th. Into theaters, yes. Doctor Strange. I just had a
I don't even know the guy.
But I guarantee it's going to go down as one of the greats. It's up there. It's not. I wouldn't say that it's better than Captain America, Winter Soldier, or the Civil War. But I would say it's on par with The Incredible Hulk and Iron Man, the first one. So it's definitely on par with them. I love the dude playing Strange. He looks the part. You know, to me, that's when you do these superhero movies, what's going to make them successful is when you find characters that actually look like the character. Don't go find...
That's always
like,
nice.
Right, I mean, don't like Halle Berry playing Storm. Come on, man, that's corny. Halle Berry, Storm looked nothing like Halle Berry. What you should have did, because Storm was one of the older members of the X-Men. She was like an official adult. A lot of people don't realize the X-Men were young. They were teenagers. Scott and not Sue. Scott and the Phoenix chick. They were like 18. They were like coming out of high school into adulthood, you know, and a lot of people don't know that. So Scott and Storm was technically underneath Professor X. She was kind of his number two. And a lot of people don't know. Scott was just being groomed to be the leader of the team, but not the runner of the mansion. A lot of people don't know that. Storm was being groomed to run the mansion if Professor X was to kick the bucket. And a lot of people didn't know that. So Storm was actually older. And so I wanted Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett would have been a great Storm. You know what I mean? When you talk about the look, the build, her physical makeup, yo, straight up, like, and I was like, man, I wish I could talk to some people and give them my breakdown of who should play what character, you know, and that would have been dope. It would have been dope if Storm would have, if Angela Bassett would have played Storm. Real talk, Angela Bassett could still play Storm. I'm just saying, she still can, at 50-something
years
old.
Right, look how many Batman movies have come out, so they can try it again and get it right.
Right, well, they say they're going to. They, just so y'all know, there are more X-Men movies in the works. This last one, the Apocalypse joint, was garbage, pure garbage. I actually just had a discussion with somebody the other day about it because they was like, oh, no, that movie was pretty good. I was like, what Apocalypse movie did you watch? You know, so for those that don't know, Apocalypse, I have a list of my favorite movies. I have a list of my favorite characters. Anybody that knows me knows that Spider-Man is my number one all-time favorite, greatest superhero. He is the Rakim of superheroes to me. You know what I'm saying? So, and that saying, if I could mix my worlds of hip-hop and superhero, when Spider-Man pulled off his mask, if it wasn't me, it better be Rakim. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see that. You know what I mean? I see that happening. You know, so that's how, you know, that's what I look at. You know, so when I look at, you know, what was I saying? I lost myself. Bring me back, Lala. What was I saying?
Oh, gosh, you're talking about stuff I don't know about, but you're talking about the Marvel movies.
Yeah, I was talking about the Marvel. Oh,
yeah,
I was talking
in
about
general, right?
Yeah. I was talking about how they do well and don't do well, but I was going somewhere with it and I lost myself. But
I'm sorry.
Before I forget, I will chime back on that topic. I was going somewhere with it. It'll hit me again. But before I forget, let me make sure I bring this up for those that have not seen or watched The Walking Dead season premiere. One word, bananas. Oh my.
I saw you was all excited about that, and at the same time, because I don't watch it, I've seen other people totally mortified on their timelines and logging out or turning it off. So it sounded extreme, whatever it was.
So here's the thing. Let me put you on real quick. The same issue that people had with Deadpool as a movie, they had with The Walking Dead. You had all these parents that were like, oh, my God, the opening scene, it was way too violent, blah, blah, blah. Once again, America, I am talking to the world, Craig, the world. I need y'all to understand this. Let me break this down for you. If you just jump on something because it's the bandwagon thing, like everybody watched The Sopranos because it was the thing to watch. Me personally, I did not watch The Sopranos. I wasn't a fan. You know what I'm saying? Everybody watched Breaking Bad. I did not watch Breaking Bad. Wasn't a fan of it. You see what I'm saying? I didn't just jump on it to jump on it because everybody just jumps on stuff to jump on it. So you have all these people, Lala, that's jumping on The Walking Dead because it's the thing to watch. But they don't know about it.
But they wasn't ready.
Right. So here's the breakdown. Walking Dead, before it was a TV show, was a comic book. And it was a dark comic book. And it wasn't by Marvel. It wasn't by DC. It was by another company.
Is it zombies? Because that's what it sounds like, Walking
right,
Dead.
Right. That's what it's about. It's about the end of days, okay. And people. So you have this group of people that live on Earth, and they're just trying to, you know, make it through this zombie apocalypse, and they run across all these other people. So in the comic book, it's a dark comic book. I want to say that the comic book company that makes it is Dark Horse, but I could be wrong. But either way, it's a comic book, and it's not a children's comic book.
Is this on HBO?
No, it actually comes on AMC, and it's on an AMC network. Now,
I was
AMC.
I caught something at someone's house a couple years ago that was like some normal people mixed in with some neighbors that were zombies.
Well, the thing is, it's not It comes on AMC, and if you know anything about the AMC network, AMC network is one of those is one of the few networks that don't blink, they don't bleep things out. So if you curse in it, you curse in it. You know what I mean? Even though it's on regular,
it's not censored.
No, it's not. You know, the only thing is they don't show like boobs and penises and nothing. Like that. But curse words official. Like it's one of the like, and a lot of people don't realize this, but they're starting to allow more and more curse words in on TV. I was watching Real Husbands of Hollywood the other day, and they were saying shit like it was nothing. I was like, yo, this is BET. When did BET start allowing curse words in?
Oh, you can hear it on ABC, The View.
They bleep everything on BET. So I was like, BET allows it, then boom. So everybody's, all these parents are upset. Like, I sat down with my kid to watch it, and again, it was so violent. And I hope that AMC and the creators of Walking Dead don't bend to the masses and those that are clowning and crying and try to, like, soften it up. Because it's a dark comic book. It's not.
But they'd be making something else if they did that. So my opinion, not watching the series, is people need to make a informed decision. Me personally, from what I'm hearing, I don't want to watch it. So people should look into it before they sit with their kids.
Exactly. Don't sit down with your kids. It's like when people sat when went and seen Deadpool. They'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Then you don't know about the character Deadpool. He's raunchy. He's nasty. He's foul. He uses curse words. He's sexually explicit all over the place. There's a parental guidance on everything that Deadpool does, if you know the character.
But parental guidance means check it out first, folks, then show your kids after you make a decision, sit there next to them.
Right. Parental guidance does not mean sit there with your kid as it's coming on. No, you are correct. Parental guidance means,
you're both offended.
And make on up and up before I sit down with my kid and see my kid watching this. You know, let's have some common sense, people. And that's what's happening with The Walking Dead right now. Everybody's upset because the opening scene was really graphic. But it was meant to be graphic. It's a graphic show, you know. But it's just up until this point, people have just watched kind of like the net. I mean, honestly, if you've been watching it, I don't know why you were shocked anyway, because it's been really graphic throughout. You've seen zombies eating guts off of people, everything else. So I don't really understand how the world all of a sudden just got upset and is like, oh, I can't believe this. The nerve of them, blah, blah, blah. Look, it happened. It's a TV show. Turn it off, change the channel, or how about take your kids to the room and do some damn homework instead of trying to manipulate what's coming on TV. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. Ah, I got it, Lala. I'm back. I was talking about the Spider-Man. The reason I was talking about the Spider-Man thing because I was setting up.
Bring it back.
Let me bring it back. Here's what it was. I was talking about the X-Men movie, Age of Apocalypse, and I was saying that to me, Spider-Man, everybody knows Spider-Man is my all-time favorite superhero. To me, you know, he's right up there with Rakim and me as far as hip-hop goes. Like, you know, so they would be saying. So the reason I brought up that is because Apocalypse, for those that don't know, is my all-time favorite villain. He is the embodiment to me of tyranny, and he's this a great villain. And so for me, I love Apocalypse. I love him and the character. So when they did the movie, I was just so critical of the character and how they were going to develop him, and they did a trashy job. That's what I was going to say. I did all that to say that. I was going around to get to a point. I should have just used
right.
a straight line. With-
I do that all the time.
But yeah, that's what I was saying. So I'm glad I was able to get back and cover two topics at once. So Walking Dead, a lot of people bitched about, complained about. Age of Apocalypse, I'm bitching about and complaining about. It was a horrible movie. I don't know. Anybody, if you thought that the Walking Dead opening scene was harsh, or you want to voice your opinion about that, or you liked Age of Apocalypse, which I can't really see anybody actually doing, feel free to call in 607-203-5357. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and we are talking 3 years strong and going. And we'll be back right after this, man. Again, you know, I always set the music up for the mood and how I feel. And since it's our 3-year show, all these joints are shouting out the show and just how I feel about the show. So that's how it's going to go down, all right?
I come from Bed-Stuy. The niggas either do or they gon' die. Gotta keep the ratchet close by. Someone murdered. Nobody seen, nobody heard it. Just another funeral service. Niggas will get at you. Come through shining, they at you. And broad daylight kidnap you. Let's get clapped through. Police stay on us like tattoos. Niggas only grind cause we have to. Money is power. Sling crack, weed and powder. Things come through every hour. It's all about that dollar. And we no deal with cowards. Weak lamb get devoured by the lion in the concrete jungle. The strong stand and rumble. The weak fold and crumble. It's the land of trouble. Brooklyn, home of the greatest rappers. Big comes first and the cream comes after. Now put your lighters up. Bed-Stuy, put your lighters up. New York, put your lighters up. D.C., keep putting your lighters up. Philadelphia, put your lighters up. Detroit, put your lighters up. Chi-Town, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters
up. Let me give you a walkthrough, show you what to do and you don't do. Where's not safe to go to? The boys approach you. Better stay quick or you close to. Don't come through if niggas don't know you. The people is talking, the streets is watching. Disease is lurking, that's the nine in the garbage. The life of a hustler, the life of a gambler. Life game kill more niggas than cancer. You know you fuck with. Brooklyn don't run, we run shit. Roll up and just bum rush it. We don't play that. Out in BK, not at all. 4 pound, leave your face on the wall. R.I.P. in memory of. Never show thy enemies love. We get it on where we live. Better have a pass when you cross that bridge. Welcome to Brooklyn.
Put your lighters up. L.A., put your lighters up. V.A., put your lighters up. Texas, keep putting your lighters up. New Orleans, put your lighters up. St. Louis, put your lighters up. Ain't there, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up.
Damn, homie, I'm so toast. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. But fuck it, watch it, and you can give me one more.
We in the club like.
Damn, homie, I'm so toast.
Lights in the night,
like.
Never
gonna smoke no more.
That's in the club like.
Never gonna drink no more.
Back at the bar like.
Watch it, you can give me one more.
See, they told you I'm the hottest bitch on the planet. Biggest sex symbol since Janet. Just a low-fi bandit. Laying in a cut like a bandit. Come through Fulton Street in the Vanquish. Doing the damage. And if you don't understand it, then let me give it to you in Spanish.
Hola, señor. Está más linda del barrio. Digo, es algo fuera de espacio.
Still over in Brazil, sipping Moscato. You must have forgot, though. So I'ma take you back to the block, yo. Put you on the how we rock, yo. Summer boosting. 12-year-old prostituting. Hit me hired for execution. There's no solution. Niggas still pissing the hallways. Things get high in them all day. They use them bang at the cops off the roof. You don't know, my town is the truth. Welcome to Brooklyn. Now put your lighters up. New Jersey, put your lighters up. Boston, put your lighters up. Seymour, keep putting your lighters up. Miami, put your lighters up. Puerto Rico, put your lighters up.
London, Jamaica,
keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up.
Damn, homie, I'm so toast. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. But fuck it, bartender, you can give me one more.
We in the club like.
Damn, homie, I'm so toast.
Lights in the dutch like.
I'm never gonna smoke no more.
That's in the club like.
I'm never gonna drink no more.
Back at the bar like.
Bartender, you can give me one more.
See.
Focus your mind.
Come on.
elegant, I got you. Hard enough that I could chew a whole back of rye. Chew an avenue, chew an off seat, an off block. To turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Touch Reggie Noble's pit, I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk to have it rap style for lunch, dog. Cause 92, I take a whole crew. Give them a put to the book, not all of their go to flu. I show you what type of stuff I'm on, you can't pump or skip it. Because I was born with it. The broken delic devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action, so everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back pump. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother, I'm laughing. Time for some back in. From the land of the lost, I'ma hit you with the funk force that make you run your back style back to the crack style, brother. This strike the pose like Madonna. My mom kicked me out because I did what I want. The original P-Funk, chomp up a chunk of funk in your small cap. Cause my jaw snaps with the raw rap. They're calling me bad, plus calling me black. For the funk that I pack, they're freaking to the funk track.
The funky fly stuff.
Come on and let me kick
the funky fly stuff.
Just to show you where the hell I come from, I get done with the 1, 1, 2. Check my rap on my hip when I have sex.
Like this.
Make you twist through the mist of a funky brain sound when it's puffed on the slip and all that, the hi-hat. Go by that, listen, look, oops, brother, where your eyes at? See on the floor, pick them up while I pour a little funk down your brain, bro. Listen to my name, bro.
Red man, ready to rock.
I got a Glock 10 pack. Your body is all over the block trying to step to this. The ecstasy's ticket. I get mad with it when twin pop the biscuit and blow your head off. Just for asking, who's the one rap? Who pass?
I'm going for the okie doke. Believe that. His squad's definitely in the house.
In the house.
For the brothers that don't be knowing. What's up? Word is bomb, I gotta show him the flavor.
Back to the funk track. Black sheep, my man, you say, who's the red man? Where's the red man? I kill.
Yo, 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 mother.
I get down with the
red. Yo, chill, G. Chill, I. It's over, man. Yo, you don't gotta say no more. It's over.
Yeah. But I digress. Again, this is the Stoop on BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Good, with my co-host, La La. And we are just kicking the willy about 3 years and running. Y'all heard me go on my little rant about the movies. I had to get on my soapbox real quick about the movies and TV shows and things going on. We're going to switch the channel just a little bit. So I'm reading here about the Supreme Court is about to rule on a transgender access case. So I guess there's this kid in North Carolina that wants to use the girls' bathroom in school instead of the boys' bathroom. I don't know. How you feel about that?
You kind of muffled your mic. I'm not down with any of that. I'm not down with any of that. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how you feel. I don't care if you've had a surgery. If your DNA is the same, it's the same. And I'm not down with all that. It's not that I'm afraid of anything. It's just,
well,
you can't,
I mean,
piss on my leg and tell me it's rain. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
I dig it. I mean, I don't have a personal issue with your choice of sexuality. If you want to get on your Bruce Jenner and switch your thing up, and I was just actually having this conversation the other day. You know what I mean? Here's the thing. Bruce Jenner can put on as many dresses as he wants. He can cut off all the penises and everything else. He Bruce Jenner to me. I grew up with Bruce Jenner. I didn't grow up with, what's he call himself now? I don't know what he even call himself now, but I didn't grow up with
Caitlyn. Right. I don't want Caitlyn walking in the bathroom with my niece.
See, and that's a good point. That is a great point.
You know, as adults, it's one thing. Oh, yeah, as an adult, I can handle it. You know, I can be mature. But
I heard he wants to be called Bruce again. I heard he wants to be Bruce again.
That's crazy. But
see?
When you have a kid at school, that is a – and his was crazy. I can really relate. I really understand kind of both sides of the fence. I can understand that you are, let's say, a transgender boy, and you want to use the girl's bathroom. I can understand why you would want to, because you don't relate. And I can imagine how you would get picked on in a boy's bathroom. So I kind of can understand.
Let's keep it real, because this I come from years in salon industry. And so,
right,
being very perceptive, working in a salon that's predominantly a women, female industry, the men, not all, because there are straight men in our industry, but a lot of homosexual men find place in industries that are predominantly women for this very reason, as grown men. So you find a lot of them going towards fashion, going towards salon work, going towards being an airline attendant, going towards being, you know, whatever. Not
right.
All, you know, I'm not generalizing, but in a large percentage, and it's for this fear, and it's an understandable fear, because they're going to have a better day working with all the girls in the salon and having a good time versus being around males that could potentially harm them because they're they're disturbed by their behavior.
Right. And I guess what I said, I get it. I get that. But I also understand the other side of the coin. I don't want walking into the bathroom where my daughter's at. You got a penis. You are a man.
But the whole time, I'm be nice to you and we can kick it at the salon, but you're not walking in the bathroom with my niece.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So,
I'm
like,
getting
nice
that with me, you know.
You know, I got a real I don't want my daughter at school having to be. And here's what's the thing. Now, here's the double standard, and let's keep it all the way live. Women are out there, oh, yeah, he should be able to use that bathroom. Everybody, you know, that's all on the side of, yeah. Do you feel that way about the girl using the boy's bathroom? Bet you don't. Because the first thing they're going to say is, well, boys might rape her and blah, blah, blah. What if that dude going inside to rape a girl? Just because he's transgender.
Did you see the video of the down at the Seahawks game, I think, right when it became a law in downtown Seattle? And someone was broadcasting from the big bathroom, both sexes, crowded line, dudes using the urinals on the wall, girls mixed in with the lines, and I just was horrified. I'm like, I'm never going to the bathroom in public again.
Wow. They like
yeah,
they were
it
all
just was,
put up the bathroom. That's what you're saying? They was all just using whatever bathroom they could.
It was general public. It was open general public.
Wow. Now,
so,
in Korea, their bathrooms are like that. Like, in Korea, when you walk in, like in the Burger King, if you walk into the bathroom at Burger King, you turn left, there's the urinal. In front of you is the stall. You and that woman are going to be in the same bathroom. She's just in the stall, and you're at the urinal. So in Korea,
and if she happens to walk out when you're still at the urinal,
so be it.
That's what happens, yeah.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm just keeping it 100 with you. I got to keep it funky. Yo, that was your thing. You go to the bathroom, there's some cute chicks or something that go in there too. The clubs are the same way. Dude, you know, of course, the first thing you do, you turn around shaking. You know, it was, I know everybody did it. Anybody telling you they didn't do it at least once is lying. But everybody did it because, you know, it was like, it was weird, and it was at the same time, it was an opportunity. And honestly, and I'm going to keep it as funky as I can once again, the women, like at the clubs, like if you was at the club, I'm talking about the American women, not just the Asian women, they didn't really bug out about it. A lot of them would laugh or like, conversation would start. I'm just saying, it did what it was what you wanted it to do. I'm just saying, it worked.
I'm a little lost. Are you talking about being at a urinal?
No, I'm saying yeah. So we're at a urinal, and she's inside, and she's at the stall. All right. So the urinal and stall are in the same bathroom.
Right.
So as she's walking out of the stall and you turn away from the urinal, you know, a lot of dudes would just be shaking. Like, you know how you shake your shit? And well, guys, you know, they shake, right?
Sorry, and that's then, where I got lost.
So, you know, you shake your penis because, you know, you're getting all the extra off. And then when you get
right.
to put it away, instead of putting it away like you normally would, you just turn around and be putting it away. Because in your own personal bathroom, you'll do that. In your own personal bathroom, you'll pee, shake, and then as you're walking away, you tuck it away, right? That's kind of like a normal thing for dudes. Every guy don't just stand right in front of the toilet and tuck it away. After you shake, you could, because you're in your house. Now, in public,
right.
you shake, stall, and that's that. But again, in a unisex bathroom, And an opportunity was presented.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity for exhibitionists. That's what I'm getting out of what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And soldier, and you know we're in Korea, and there's not too many American women anyway. You would do it. Like I said, anybody telling you they didn't do it is lying. At least one time, you do it. And like I said, it never was. I mean, you might get one out of four chicks that'll be like, no, he did. You know, but
the other ones are having a little heart attack on the inside, like, my gosh.
But most of them did. Like I said, most of them might, like, laugh, or they'd start a conversation, or something would always come.
Oh, wow.
It did what it was supposed to do, you know. So I can't really be mad about that at the same time.
Yes, yeah, so I'm cool. I've told people before, I don't care what anyone thinks. If I got to go out in public or, you know, even out here in the Northwest, sometimes it's an hour and a half driving one way. I'm right. like to where I'm just keeping my supplies on me and just, you know, pull off the road somewhere because I might rather go in the woods than deal with that shit.
So you're telling me, let's say
maybe.
A law passed. La,
I think it already is in downtown Seattle.
Lala's at
the
movies. And walks Big Jim in a dress. And he got to pee. What do you do? What is your reaction at that moment?
If I'm in the bathroom?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's going to get to the point where I'm not even putting myself in that situation. I'm not carrying my own supplies.
The world is your oyster. You up in it, huh?
I ain't got to use that public bathroom. It seems like outdoors might be a little cleaner. I don't even know.
So that's what it is, people. I mean, you can feel how you want to feel, but feel free to call in 607-203-5357. This is The Stoop, and we are just kicking about our 3-year run. And still going. That's how it is, man. We just got to pop in. Talking about everything. Like I said, we just got done talking about this transgender thing. I really want to know how people feel about it. It's really interesting to me because it's just interesting to see what people think when it comes to those types of situations. And again, I'm torn. I can't even front. I don't want to see a young man walk in the bathroom where my daughter can be at. At the same time, I can understand why they would want it, these men, transgender men, because, again, the chances of being picked on and messed with in a male bathroom.
And my view is, but they're making the choice to live that lifestyle, and I won't argue with anyone about it because the DNA does not change. Your feelings might change, what you say you identify with might change, but the DNA doesn't change, and that's just where I stand on that. Do your thing, but I don't like it crossing over into my world.
So what about
you know what I'm saying?
There's people that say, I was born this way. He can't help it.
Just
because,
you know what, here's a phrase I say to a lot of people, just because you say it, don't make it real. You can say that, you can believe that, but if science says your DNA is still what it was when you were born, I'm just not going to argue about it. You know what I mean?
Are what you are, huh? My name Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. Okay.
I'm not easy to get along with because I don't fit the funk and I don't want to please people. I just want to keep it real. And I'll tell you, most people don't like that. They'll say it. Oh, they'll brag. Oh, keep it real. They don't like it. That's just how I am. It doesn't mean I think I'm better than you, but I'm definitely different. That's all.
You gotta be you. Gotta be you. And I agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am a believer, and people gonna get mad when I say this. I don't believe, you know, I think it's a decision. I do. I think it's a decision. I don't believe you're, you know, now I do think that there's certain situations, like a kid that's born and molested.
Of course, that's a whole other subject, and that's what I've
right.
seen and had testimonies of gay men and women tell me as a hairdresser in my career multiple times, and so I tend to have that.
Right.
Issue,
so I get that.
You know,
that's one situation. Real talk. If you meet a guy that's raised with a bunch of women, he got a lot of sisters in his house, and there's no dad around.
He's been emasculated from the jump. He's
right.
not been masculated. He's being raised in the estrogen, he's now all emasculated.
Yeah, because that dude there, he's going to probably end up going that way. Now, I ain't saying every guy. Because
well,
you have
he's
going to
struggle. He's going to struggle with being a leader and a provider when
right.
he sees women
right.
doing it, and he doesn't have
right.
to.
Right. And that's all I'm saying.
That's
so
a big problem we got going on out there right now.
There are circumstances, I believe, that push men and women into the world of being gay. I don't think
all kinds of emotional pain. You hear women talk about, I give up on men. Well, to give up means that they're you know, so hurt. All kinds of stuff. But your DNA is still your DNA. Well, whatever the reason you've made choices. Keeping it black and white is a choice.
I'm going to tell you what's weird to me. Recently, living here in the Northwest, I've met a lot of women that are together, but they got kids, brand new kids. They got kids, and I'm like, yo, like, and I've run into a lot of them. So I'm like, is that the thing now? Like, go out, get, have a kid, and then all of a sudden, after you have your kid, boom, I'm gay. Like, is that the thing?
No, I don't think it happens like a boom. I don't think it happens like a boom. First of all, most of what I've seen fit that description. They're not kids out of a marriage, first of all. They're having kids out of wedlock. Maybe these women are chasing love. They're chasing love. They're disappointed. At some point, now the kids are however old, these women are making a choice to give up on men and enter that LBG lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And it's like anything. If an adult chooses to drink in front of their kid, or chooses to sit there and watch a movie for the first time with their kid. You know what I mean? That's just back to parenting choices and the effects, you know. But that's what I see it as. It's not a boom thing. It's like, okay, she ended up having kids, but she's being promiscuous. She's chasing, and she keeps getting hurt. She gives up. That's, you're going through some shit if you're giving up on what's natural.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Lala.
Call in if you want to discuss. You know, it's all good. It's all a love discussion. But listen, I want to bring up something I tried doing this morning, different subject. A pH water. Did you see the video I tagged you in? Unbottled water. And this woman's doing an actual alkaline acid test. So she has all these different brands, of which a couple of them are the big brands. I call them the big brands because it's the one I would reach for, like your Pepsi. They're probably made by PepsiCo, Aquafina, and Dasani, and stuff like that. And there's some brands I hadn't heard of. So she has all these little ounce of water cups of the product in front of their bottles. Then she has a little ounce of tap water from her own tap. Now she proceeds with the test, showing you it's like a little paint test scale, a little color scale of once she drops the 3 drops in this amount of water, if it's yellow to greenish, it's acidic. And for those that don't know, our bodies are not meant to live in an acidic state. However, the Western way of life keeps our bodies in an acidic state, and it's a breeding ground for cancer and all diseases. So water's supposed to be good. So you've got people, billion-dollar business, people buying water, drink water. It's so good for you. Now we're learning some of these waters that people are drinking have been tampered with, and you're drinking acidic water, keeping your body acidic. So I was kind of disturbed by that this morning.
I'll tell you what.
I have been.
You got to alkalize your own body. You got to alkalize it.
I've been drinking sink water my whole life. Water from the hose my whole life. I drink water like crazy now, like more than ever. And I drink it right from my sink. I don't go out and buy it or nothing. And when I
saw
that,
her sink water was good. Her tap water was better than three or four of the brands of bottled water.
Right.
And I've heard that before, too. Living over here on the east side, I had heard that the tap water is good because the city has tests that it has to go through, whereas these bottled water companies, there's nowhere that we're provided actual tests, yet people buy into the idea that it's purified water because you see the word natural and purified printed on the marketing. So we
now,
need
granted,
to be careful, folks.
It's some places I can't do mess with the water. In Philly, like in my nana's old spot, yo, you didn't want to drink that water. That water used to come out brown. You had to wait 15 minutes for it to get cleared. Then you had to wait another 15 minutes to even drink it. It was nasty. So,
that rust.
You know, but my water in Jersey, straight from the sink. I get it popping. My water here is real good. So I'm cool with it. You know what I mean?
So I've been on the organic apple cider vinegar regime again, and that'll help alkalize your body. And there's all kinds of ways you can get that in.
So what is that? Apple cider vinegar and what?
It's organic apple cider vinegar. All the other vinegars are acidic, but this in the organic state in your body helps alkalize your body. You can also do it by adding a teaspoon of baking soda to a gallon of water, I think. It's like tap water, just to make sure it's alkalized. But it's just something, you know, just something that if we watch that, because, you know, everyone talks about disease and cancer and this and that. And it's as simple as watching what we're putting in our mouths, really, ourselves. We trust in marketing. I don't trust marketing. We got to look in the door for ourselves.
True,
that's my
indeed.
Soapbox on the water.
Well,
advocating for water.
Yes. This is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, yo.
Let me. All time showing you the rhythm as I get wrecked and get raw. Yeah, I need the man in the mentor to withdraw. Across the ride, I need much more. So, yo. One more time, I come from knucklehead flow that make you act real dumb. Yo, I burnt their food like Lawrence. Rock up in your grip like my name was Search Warren. I make sure everything we make raw. I make sure everything we make raw. I make sure everything we make raw. I make sure everything we make raw.
Yo. When I step up in the place, they know I step correct. Woo-ha! All in check, I got that head notch that make you break your neck. Woo-ha! All in check, and you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. Woo-ha! I got you for all in check. Throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect. Woo-ha! I got you for all in check. Bust the rhymes up in the place, true indeed. Yes, I got the record, that's word on my feet. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. One blood, everybody like Junior Reed. Wake up every morning, yo, I must succeed. Nationwide knockouts make the world stampede. Yo, Willie, make me roll some good. Man, charge, now I must proceed. Yo, we about to make whoop, set the speed. Beast who made me fight you, tip, at least I need. Watch me knock you out like Apollo Creed. Body blows, busting your shit, making you bleed. Just feed more, dynamic flows and take heed. Need more information, homeboy, than just greed. Hey, you can't read all about the pure breed. Do the mobile, that's why I'm doing it, that's why I feed. When I step up in the place, and yo, I step correct. For all in check, I got that head nod that make you break your neck. I got you for all in check, and you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. I got you for all in check, throw your hands up in the air and never disrespect. I got you for all in check, how dare you ever try to step on my suede shoes? Top gun, shut down your firm like Tom Cruise.
let me get down and blow a fuse. Acting fool, bringing you down to molecules. Yo, let me get you with my ill street blues. Bust the rhymes, always in lines of street news. Baby girl, don't be confused. Tell my liberties and enjoy my boat cruise. I know you really wanna know who's coming through, leaving bloodstains and residues. Sorry, homeboy, but your flow's down used. Got to make your news, baby, you know the rules. Whenever I travel the world, I land cruise. If you choose to be around, you get bruised. Now I got to gas on super unleaded fuse. Give me room, give me some space, your excuse. When I step up in the place, then you watch step correct. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. I got that head nod that make you break your neck. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. And you know we come through to wreck the disco check. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air and never disrespect. Woo-ha! I got you all in check.
You now rocking with the best. Bust the rhyme coming through from the footmost squad. Voice down to my beat, straight to your dome. We coming straight to your dome, bringing all you rockers to all you rap motherfuckers. Voice down to my beat, flip mode is the dog. Bust the rhymes, break it down like this.
Yo, which motherfucker stole my flow? Throw them type of things right out my window. Blast your ass, hit you with a direct blow. Blow, coming through like G.I. Joe. Star Wars moving ill like Han Solo. Make you bounce around like this was Calypso. Overshine cause I got the hyper glow. You think that you can hide, you think you can lay low. Roll up on your ass like Hawaii 5-0. Mac out with my dreads in my Kango. Forget the moment, just pass the Cisco. Yo, take a trip down to Mexico. Come back with that shit that might make you psycho. Maximum frequency studio stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go.
I got step up in the place and you watch them correct.
Yeah. Got you all in check. I got that head nod that make you break your neck. Yeah. I got you all in check. And you know we come through to break the disco jack. Yeah. I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air and never disrespect. Yeah. I got you all in check.
Years running and going, man. I really don't got too much else to say, man. You know, excited for the next years to come. You know what I'm saying? What you got to say? Anything else? Anything else you want to put on?
That's fine. Just do some shameless plugs. So, well, right now, because I'm A&R for the label, which is out here in Seattle, we're a media production company. And there's just so many indies out here that, I mean, they're having a good time, but honestly, I call it glorified karaoke. They're on their mixtapes. I think it's really great for young kids to start and find yourself. But when you're ready to make some music that you can own, publish, distribute, and make money on, hit me up. Find me on social media.
And that's what it is. Also, if you're a youth and you're out there and you're trying to find yourself, come check me out, man. I do a hip-hop class on the weekends, downtown studio. And you can find me at soapboxscooter.wordpress.com or soapboxscooter@gmail.com. All one word, soapboxscooter. And check me out, man, because I teach the culture, history, everything there is. I have a full artistry development program, and you can learn to make beats, your own beats, and produce as well. So come get down with us. Other than that, man, you can catch us next week, same bat time, same bat channel. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. She is La La, the awesomeness. And I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, and we're going to be out after I drop these two songs on you and end it like we always do, man. Be easy,
right,
greasy.
Have a good weekend.
Yes. Again, this is how I feel with my show and how we've been doing things. One love.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just going to sit here laid back with a nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word. I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BCD. day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And step into me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, huh? Dope or dog food? Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I get to, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane start to talk, cause I'm a Big Daddy Kane. My rhymes are so doping, the rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon. I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the half-beats coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax. When I'm act, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, harsh is. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them seize evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation, proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon of me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. Then if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. To try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and break them and dig them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Off along the way.
I am Jadena, and this is Long Live the Chief.
Niggas fighting over rings, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over rain, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the racks. Hand me downs with the cactus. Mama put a little money in the match. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laugh. Now they say you're dinner while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about pay. Y'all up with me, Usain couldn't run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you can run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I can run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, cause the streets get hostile. Shut up, boy. This fire from a hobby boy.
old, no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy, then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes, sir, that's your dinner on the banner. Riding for my niggas getting locked up in the slammer. Elder saying everything's a nail to a hammer, and niggas can't spell, but we know I ain't the grammar. Well done, better than Will Smith. I read niggas well, a nigga will read. Really, I ain't met nobody smarter. That's why I got admitted, but I still rejected Harvard. I'm the Fresh Prince in a school where they couldn't read. Mama put me in a school with the Kennedys. When I met Bill Clinton, I was 17. But dead presidents was all my niggas need. Dining with the governor's daughter, and her father say I remind him of Obama. I'm the chief diplomat every day, and I'm black and white. Janelle Monae. They won't be the king, but long little chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long little chief. Niggas fighting over brains, niggas won't be the king, but long little chief. Now watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long little chief.